Thanks for welcoming me. Let me say just a little bit then in answer to that question. I like to say that God very kindly rescued me from being religious and made me a Christian instead. Let me give you some background to that. My mum is a Roman Catholic. My dad was a Church of England vicar. When they got married, that was still quite an unusual combination, and they got special permission from the Pope, I think, that I would be brought up both. And they took that very seriously. So baptized both, two kind of vicars, priests fighting around one little baby. And I went to church both, as in twice every single Sunday, one of each, plus every feast day, saints day, bring and buy sale, coffee morning, everything you can imagine. So by the time I was 10, I reckon I'd been to church about 2,000 times, which is quite a lot. And it meant I had very clear views. I don't think anyone ever said this to me, but really clear views about how the world worked, that you know, everybody was deserting Christianity and God was worried about that, but he kind of looked down from heaven and said, you know, phew, at least Charlie is still on my side, roughly. And I was the most religious person I knew. And I remember age 10, one of my churches took me away for a kind of weekend away, and I remember they did a way of explaining the Christian message called the bridge diagram. I don't know if you remember that there's God and there's you, there's a divide between you caused by what you've done wrong, and then people try various ways to get across the divide. And I was kind of nodding so far, yeah, that's right, there are bad people in there. But then the way to get, they drew these little tiny bridges that get nowhere near across the divide, and they said things like being good and going to church, and those things cannot get you across. The only thing that can is our subject later on today, is the death of Jesus, which they drew as a big bridge. And if you can imagine a very religious 10-year-old who's been reading the Bible all his life, who was very angry about that. I remember being really angry. You think you gave me a hard time at 13, but I tell you, they would have left that week thinking that was a total waste of time. Because that had knocked out how I thought everything worked. And it was over the next 3 or 4 months, I'd say that God, by his Spirit, very kindly convicted me of my sin, really. I didn't think I needed rescuing. I didn't think I thought my good works were enough. And it was a bit like seeing yourself as other people saw you, or more specifically as God saw me, and realized actually I desperately needed forgiving. So that's how I kind of began as a Christian. A key Bible verse, I guess I'd say from that would be in Ephesians, where it says it's not by works so that no one could boast, it's by grace that God saved you, nothing that you did. And since then, if you can imagine, very kind of confused Christian child since then, still kind of going to any number of churches, all sorts of stuff, and God very kindly has kept showing me from his words what he's really like. But for me, that was the key turning points.